This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and so is BOGO. Buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie BOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
This is not about getting rid of the Second Amendment. And this is, again, reject the false choice and stop pushing it for sure. Stop pushing the false choice that this means everybody's trying to come after your guns. That is not what we're talking about.
No one is talking about overturning or changing the Second Amendment. What our focus is on is putting in place common sense measures.
If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, smells like a duck, it's a duck.
That's a duck. That's a bad duck.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
President Biden, Vice President Harris, with all due respect, get off your ass and go to the border and look and see what you have caused by policies that will not work. It will never change, President Biden, until you tell everybody to go home and stop releasing people into the United States.
So long, farewell, our leaders saying goodnight.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. So many disastrous policies by the Biden administration. Excuse me, the Biden-Harris administration. Or should I just call it the Harris-Biden administration? Or are we calling it the O'Biden-Bama administration, as Dementia Joe is known to say? And can Champion Major smell dementia? I know they can cure diseases. That's what he told us yesterday. Dog, who knew? Dogs can cure diseases. You know, one of my favorite Kurt Vonnegut short stories is about a Thomas Edison's dog, and Thomas Edison couldn't figure out what metal to put in the light bulb, and the dog said, "Try tungsten, for Christ's sake!" And so he did, and they invented the light bulb. And then he said, "How come you never told me you could talk before?" He said, "It's a deal. Dogs don't. If you knew that dogs could talk, we'd all have to work like you do. We'd have to work like dogs." And so then Thomas Edison lets him out, and he gets torn apart by the rest of the dogs for giving away the secret. But that's why we have light bulbs, because of Thomas Edison's dog. Great short story. And now we have a follow-up. Joe Biden's dogs. That's even curing cancer. That's even better than inventing the light bulb, isn't it? Where it's right up there. Anyway, 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. First thing I want to talk about today is the FBI. I mean, it's just so bad that they knew about this guy, too. This guy, Ahmed Ali Issa. Not Alisa, by the way. According to his own spelling, it's Al space capital ISSA, like Daryl Issa. You know, the congressman from California, who's a really good Republican congressman. He was out for a couple of terms, or one or two terms. Now he's back in, and he's a white man, Daryl Issa, and this guy's a white man too. That's why I'm giving you a hint on our poll question. But that's neither here nor there. The point is, the FBI finds out about all these people, and this goes all the way back to 1965. I think I may have mentioned this yesterday. I got to find it and take a picture of it, maybe put it in a column in the future. The FBI in March of 1965, they knew that there was this minor hoodlum in Boston named Teddy Deegan was going to be killed by some hoods. And they sent what they called an airtel. I guess that's some kind of, you know, memo that was under secure facilities. They sent an airtel to J. Edgar Hoover, March 10th, 1965. Teddy Deegan will be killed by these guys. Guess what happened on March 12th? Teddy Deegan was killed by those guys. And on March 13th, H. Paul Rico, who died in prison later on for setting up another gangland hit, he sent another airtel to J. Edgar Hoover telling him that they knew who killed this guy, Teddy Deegan. And yet they let four guys be convicted of murder they didn't commit, even though the FBI knew before the murder happened. They didn't think to tell Deegan that he was going to be whacked, They let him get whacked, and then they let four guys go to prison for 35 years. So this is nothing new with the FBI. It's always been a corrupt organization in many locales.
This is your FBI.
That's one. There were two radio shows. We all remember the Ephraim Zimbalist Jr. TV show on Sunday nights on ABC. But there were two in the 40s and 50s, two competing shows on radio: the FBI and War and Peace, and This Is Your FBI. But this is your real FBI. What I'm about to read you this list here. These are some of the people the FBI knew about, and they didn't do anything. Omar Mateen, the Pulse nightclub shooter. The local sheriff tipped him off to that one. The San Bernardino terrorists, the ones who shot up the county Christmas party. Remember them? Tafshin Malik, that was the guy. The Boston Marathon bombers. They got a tip off from the Russian, what do they call it, the FSB. That was the successor organization to the KGB. The Garland, Texas shooters, that was when they were having the contest to draw caricatures of Muhammad, and these two Muslim terrorists came to shoot it up, and they were killed not by the FBI, by the local deputies, who I think were on paid details. I don't even know if they were, working for the county or the city. The Parkland High School shooter. The FBI got a tip on that one to their tip line in Boise, Idaho, and the aunt spent 13 minutes on the phone with the person at the other end of the tip line, and nothing happened, and they just let him shoot up the school and kill 15 people. The Fort Hood shooter, Nidal Hassan, the Palestinian Muslim terrorist who shot I think 10 or 11 people, including a pregnant woman. They knew about him. And now we find out they knew about this guy, Ahmad al-Issa. And they did nothing. They did nothing. Just, what is wrong with these people? But again, like I told Grace, they infiltrated the Proud Boys. Wow. The Proud Boys. I'm sure I was sure scared of the Proud Boys, weren't you? I was always worried about them hunting me down, selling drugs, peddling machine guns, et cetera, et cetera. So they indicted these four Proud Boys, and one of them was they said he was from Kennersville, North Carolina. And I said I never heard of Kennersville. I've heard of Kernersville. Turns out he's from Kernersville. They were working so fast just to indict somebody. That they just rushed the case. Of course, they don't care about real crimes like the ones we just mentioned. They just let those things slide. Remember Gary Sampson? People have forgotten Gary Sampson. He was this guy that he was a career criminal in New England, and he said he called up the FBI like on a Friday afternoon and said I'm in Boston. He said I'm going crazy here. I'm going to kill somebody if you don't pick me up. They just hung up and just let it slide because they're hacks. They're just bureaucrats. They're not really cops. And the guy killed three people that weekend. Gary Sampson. I don't know if they executed him or if he's still in a Terre Haute at the federal death house there in Indiana. But, there's another one. I mean, but boy, they were on Bubba Wallace, though, weren't they? They sent 15 agents down to investigate that garage pull, which they said was a noose. 15 agents. They had when Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs were dognapped a month or so ago, they had how many agents did they have working on that case? But nobody bothered to pick up this guy. It's just disgraceful, isn't it? 844-500-4242. We're going to talk more about these ridiculous calls for gun control, too. But I just wanted to mention the FBI, the disgraceful nature of the FBI and just how bad they are. They should just tear down that entire organization. They should do away with the entire organization. Let the marshals handle this stuff, and let everybody reapply for the jobs if they want them, But just try to weed out. I mean, it's You know, they keep, it's just a few bad apples at the top. No, it's not. No, it's not. These bad apples, I was just saying, these are all over the country. You know, from the tip line to Boston to San Bernardino, they're screw-ups. They can't get it done. And people end up dead. And then they're investigating this nonsense. Bubba Wallace, the Proud Boys, QAnon, Lady Gaga's French Bulldogs. Come on, give me a break. It's a bigger joke than it was when J. Edgar Hoover was running the show. And it was a pretty big joke in those days, too, obviously. 844-500-4242. Hit refresh on your dinner routine with HelloFresh. Right now, you can take advantage of a new limited-time offer and see why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit. HelloFresh delivers simple recipes and high-quality ingredients picked at the peak of ripeness so that they're bursting with flavor by the time they reach your doorstep. HelloFresh cuts out stressful meal planning and grocery store trips. That's very important, isn't it? So you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in about 30 minutes or less. Try their 10 to 20 minute meals, low prep recipes, quick breakfast and lunch, perfect for your busy schedule. HelloFresh offers more than 25 recipes each week, so there is something for everyone to enjoy. All designed and tested by professional chefs and nutritional experts to ensure deliciousness and simplicity.
Howie, these are restaurant quality meals at home. And I don't know if you've seen on Twitter, but there is now a mask that researchers in Mexico have created that fits only over your nose so you can wear it while you're eating. So you can mask up while you're eating, apparently. So restaurants may start enforcing that, the implementation of nose masks while you're eating. Who wants to do that? So this is a way to avoid the restaurants, too, if that's what you want to do.
I won't be going to restaurants if they put in the nose mask requirement, Taylor. I don't know about you, but
I'll be
HelloFresh 24/7. Over 4 out of 5 HelloFresh customers say HelloFresh helps them lead a healthier lifestyle with delicious, low-calorie, carb-smart, and vegetarian options every week. And again, they're delivered right to your doorstep. You don't have to go to the supermarkets. You don't have to worry about parking. You don't have to worry about Karen's masks, one-way aisle, social distancing, and all the rest of the BS that goes on whenever you get into public in these locked down states like blue Massachusetts, blue in more ways than one. Get better value. HelloFresh is 28% cheaper than shopping at your local grocery store and 72% cheaper than a restaurant meal without sacrificing the quality. That's according to Zagat's Dining Survey. Go to HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals, including free shipping, for a limited time only. That's HelloFresh.com/Howie12 and use code Howie12 for 12 free meals. I'm Howie Carr.
If you change the station, the moon bats win. You're listening to the Howie Carr Show.
Gave you a gun, the authority to use it. One is no good without the other. They don't know that out there. So they'll scream blue murder until the next time they need a man with a badge.
Howie Carr.
I just go to the internet during the break and I see headlines that they're ever crazier. And, you know, the Babylon Bee can't keep up with this stuff. This is from the New York Post. Double mutant COVID-19 variant discovered by health officials. First it was a mutant, and then it was a variant, and now it's a double mutant variant that has been quote-unquote discovered. Which dog discovered that? Was it Champ or Major, one of those crack disease-fighting doggies? Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7 Liquid Concentrate. Start sleeping better tonight and get the acid out of your body with Balance 7. Save $10 on the six-pack with code word Howie. To order, go to balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. Taylor, what's today's poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is Ahmad al-Alawi al-Aissa a white man?
Yes, he is.
85% say no, he is not.
I thought it would be closer than that. I thought I might be on the losing end, but I thought it would be like 60-40 or something.
Well, I guess some
he's
people,
a Syrian. He's a white man. Look at him.
I guess a lot of people think that if he is a white man, that validates a lot of the tweets that came out on the day of the shooting.
Yeah, but you can't judge people by their politics. You know, they always say, you know, Muslim. He said he was a victim of racism. He's a Muslim. Muslim is not a race. But now you have Joy Reid is piling on. This is how insane the left is getting in the United States. Here, play cut 32. I'm just not even going to intro it. Just listen to this nuttiness. Cut 32.
Rafael Ted Cruz, who himself is a person of color, to participate in that.
He is, Joanne, but he has never embraced that identity. In fact, I would argue that he is pushed back against his Latino identity.
He's a Cuban. He's half Cuban. So he's not a true Hispanic. This MSNBC is calling the shots.
Is he supposed to walk up to the podium and say, "Hola, amigos"?
Cerveza, por favor.
Good Lord.
This is real craziness. And you got this guy, I'm going to read it to you later on, from this black guy who's saying that he's angry that people are saying that Al-Aissa is brown because he shot he says he's a white man, he's a Syrian. But as the person who wrote this said, if Al-Aissa had been a Christian Maronite, say, from the same area, 10% of Syria used to be Christian. I don't, it's probably less now. They probably, most of them have gotten out since the Civil War. But you know, if this guy had been a Syrian and he had shot white Muslims, they would have been calling them brown, right? He would have been a white man, and then they would have called him brown. This race is meaningless. There is no such thing ultimately as one race or another. And the fact that that they're calling Ted Cruz Hispanic or not Hispanic, 50 years ago, before Nixon became president, Nixon is the one who came up with this idea of the Hispanic race. There is no Hispanic race. Just think about it.
Even in the case of the Boulder shooting, what difference does it make? All the victims were white anyway. I mean,
I know.
But, it doesn't matter.
But the leftists said originally, okay, he's white, so this must be a white supremacy deal. So then it turns out he's a Muslim from Syria who hates Donald Trump, and all of a sudden it's no longer about him being white. It's about guns. They have to totally pivot on a dime and change the subject. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie, how you doing?
Good.
Howie, I'll give you two more for the FBI. You talk about a joke. What they did to Richard Jewell after that Olympic bombing.
Oh, that's a good one.
They destroyed that guy's life, and they completely had that wrong.
That was a great movie, too.
And they never admitted any wrongdoing.
Right. And he died. He was a fat guy, but he died at a very young age because they destroyed his life. He just wanted to be a cop, and they wrecked his life, and they made up crap about him. That's a good one. What's the other one?
The other one's Ted Kaczynski. They had no idea who he was. The only reason they caught him was because his sister-in-law turned him in. I mean, they were never going to get him.
No, they weren't. Ted Kaczynski, the Unabomber. That was but Richard Jewell's an even better one, I think, and that was a great movie, and it got terrible reviews because it came out right at the time the FBI was trying to frame Donald Trump and Carter Page and George Papadopoulos and everybody else in the Trump administration, and so the reviewer said, oh, this is just right wing agitprop, but it was a really good movie, and the guy who played Richard Jewell was excellent. He did a really good job. That was a really good movie by Clint Eastwood, who was about 85 when he directed it. It was so much better than most movies that come out nowadays. And it didn't do well because, again, it went against the alt-left narrative. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Texas Johnny has a good point. Race is now fluid, like sexuality. It depends on the company or special group you need to pander to. Right. That's why I thought it was a good poll question, because, you know, there is no right answer, because ultimately there really aren't any races. You know, everybody's a mix. So this guy, he can be whatever anyone wants him to be or needs him to be, just like anybody can be. You know, Grace has got East Asian blood, according to the DNA tests, right?
I do. That is true.
Yeah. And I consider myself, I'm 53% Irish, 47% English. So I consider myself half white and half Irish, because Irish people didn't used to be white in the United States. They were, when you had dirty stuff to do in places like New Orleans, you used Irish people because you didn't want to use slaves, because slaves were property. If one of them got killed, you know, digging a ditch and the dirt fell in and suffocated him, you were out money. If it happened to an Irish person, it was okay. So, I mean, again, you could play this game forever. And that's why, you know, that's why it's, I think, a good question. And you're seeing it being played out now. I mean, again, two days ago, this was a white supremacist, deplorable killing, right? Today, it's just a gun control issue. It's totally changed because of the left. The left controls the narrative.
I actually saw some tweets how he's saying that you don't have to actually be white to have white supremacy.
Right. Clarence Thomas is a white man. Right?
Right.
As far as they're concerned, he is. Walter Williams, Tim Scott, Shelby Steele, he's a white guy.
And you know what else it is, Howie? It's I was thinking about this last week.
Burgess Owens, another white guy, come to think of it. Herschel Walker, they're black football players. Burgess Owens now in Congress. Trump wants Herschel Walker, the great All-American and NFL pro, to run for Senate. But they're white guys because they're Trump guys.
Candace, right? Owen.
Burgess Owens. Yeah, that's what I meant. Burgess Owens.
Candace Owen.
Candace and Bert. Any black person named Owens is white, apparently.
Well, it's
according
it's
to
also,
the left's rules.
I was talking to someone last week, and they asked me about this new Marvel character. They're making him into a LGBTQ+ character, and I was trying to think of what I was going to say. I was doing a hit, and I was like, I don't want to say anything because, you know, I was in theater. I have a lot of, you know, gay friends. I have no issue with, you know, inclusivity or whatever. But then I really started to think about it, and I thought it would really be more bold of a studio to make this superhero into a conservative. Like,
right.
Whether the person's black, white, queer, that really, you're going to be accepted in America. The only time you're really going to be ostracized is if, like you said, Howie, if you're a black person who supports Donald Trump, or if you're, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot harder to be conservative. Well,
The New York Post had an amazing picture today. I tweeted it out. It was a story about this crazy black guy, I think in Queens, was just screaming at an Asian, just one horrible, horrible thing after another. I think it may have been an Asian cop, and somebody on Free Republic, you know, reposted the picture of this black guy and said, I don't understand this. How does this work into the left's anti-Asian, white supremacy, anti-Donald Trump narrative? And somebody took the picture, Grace.
Yeah.
And they photoshopped a red MAGA hat onto the black guy and said, there, I fixed it.
Well, and I also want to say, Howie, that I had a few people calling up today about gun control and, you know, there's a lot of black people who are very pro Second Amendment and want to carry a firearm.
Grassley was talking about it today, Senator Grassley, at his hearing.
And there was a great piece. I read a little bit of this earlier, Howie, but I really think you'd like it. It's by Kira Davis in Red State. And she said, if you're terrified of white people with guns, then you should probably buy a gun. And I want to read you this quote because I thought this really nails it. She said, either they are telling me that as a black American, I simply have to accept the fact that I will be shot by a white supremacist one day and no one will be able to protect me. Or they are saying that the only way to protect myself is to help them ban all guns. And then she goes on to say, I'm under constant threat from white supremacists, but progressives keep trying to make defending myself against such an attack illegal. It makes no sense. Right.
Guess which party took guns away from the freedmen, the freed slaves, after Reconstruction ended in the South?
Is it the same party that had most of the KKK?
Yes, the same party that came up with the Jim Crow legislation, the same party that later on came up with massive resistance.
Is it the same party that came up with the crime bill that put a lot of black
the
men
super
in prison?
Predators, the super predators, as Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton called them?
Yes.
Yes, the same party that that had as the Senate majority, the number two guy in the Senate for their party, a former exalted cyclops of the Ku Klux Klan.
And Howie.
Yes, whose party had a president who interned over 100,000 Japanese in internment camps in World War II and who appointed a lifetime member of the Ku Klux Klan, Hugo Black, to the Supreme Court. Yes, yes, that same party.
And as of yesterday, the same party that had members that were threatening not to confirm people based off their race. That was Senator Tammy Duckworth and Mazie Hirono. They were, when you can break it down all you want and try to get intellectual and say they want more representation for Asian Americans or Pacific Islanders. But really what they were saying is if we don't appoint people that is a race that we want, we will not vote for them. That sounds racist to me.
And again, we'll be the ones who we've decided that ISA was a white man when we thought he was a Trump guy, but now we know he's a Biden guy, so he's not a white guy anymore. If Ted Cruz were a Democrat, he would be a card-carrying Hispanic, but now MSNBC is about to drum him out of the Hispanic race, which, by the way, doesn't exist, I repeat. By the way, one last thing, Grace, I just want to read you the double mutant story.
Please
can do. Can we have some ominous music?
Like the Blob?
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. A new double mutant variant of the virus that causes COVID-19 has been discovered in Indiana Wednesday. Dr. Fauci is going to call for three masks. Three masks.
I'm so sick of
the variant
headlines.
Has two mutations. This is in India, to the spike protein, that the virus uses to penetrate humans. 214 says, I'm an MD. Every year when we get a flu shot, it's a mutant of the flu virus from the years before. So COVID mutants should be of no surprise or reason to panic.
Right.
Now, in a medical sense, you're right, MD. But this is not about panicking in a medical sense. This is about panicking in a political sense. We have to keep the masks on. It's good business for the deep state. More mail-in ballots.
We're all going to be...
Have how many days until we have a triple mutant variant?
That's a good question.
A week, 2 weeks, 2 weeks tops.
And they think that people read this and don't see through it. Maybe too much, but I have a lot of faith in the American people, and I think people are reading this stuff and going, get the bleep out of here.
Right.
You've kept us locked up for a full year, and now you're telling us that there's strains and variants and spikes. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, I don't know, Howie, if McKay showed you the meme I sent you yesterday. It said, when the states are still closed and the borders are open, at what point do you realize you've been played? Like, at what point do people go, oh, I see what's happening here. This is not really fair. Howie, just really quick, though. Remember how Biden was going to be the president who ushered in unity and decency and normalcy?
Yeah, a return to normalcy.
Yes.
To quote Warren G. Harding 100 years ago.
Well, it turns out Mitch McConnell says Biden hasn't spoken to him despite unity pledge since he's been sworn in.
Well, it really is a return to normalcy. If the Obama administration was normalcy, you know, because Obama didn't work with Republicans. Look how they passed Obamacare, the Unaffordable Health Care Act.
You know what part of the Obama administration is really back in full swing? The Let Me Be Clears. Let me be clear. Everyone in the Biden administration says that. Blinken, Mayorka, they all say, let me be clear. And it's always when they're being vague and they're lying to you. And Joe Biden, when he was, I don't know if you guys have played it yet, Howie, the dog cut about sniffing out.
Yeah, we could play. We'll play it right now.
Cut listen one. To when he says, I'm not kidding. No joke. No joke.
And by the way, dogs may help cure cancer. Not a joke. Dogs are able to, they're using dogs now because their olfactory glands are 400 times what a human is, to smell cancer.
There's a difference between being able to smell something and being able to cure the problem that caused the smell, Joe. You may not be aware of that at this late stage of your life, but
can't you just picture Howie like the next time you're watching CNN, they go, all right, so thank you, Dr. Fauci, now we're going to Ruffles, what do you think about the latest? It's so insane. In other news, though,
can you imagine if Donald Trump had said that?
Well,
just think about it.
I tweeted out today, Howie, that I cannot say anything about Joe Biden. Like, I was going to tweet out this story about him with the dogs and cancer, and I just know what they're going to respond back. At least he didn't say that that people should inject bleach into their lungs. That's like their only thing. They're one horse ponies.
No, they have a few of them, though. Here's another one. What do you mean it's a Russian collusion hoax? He asked the Russians to release the Hillary Clinton emails. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
How many times have you heard that? They say you still hear that occasionally.
Oh,
freak.
I get the same people every time, and I'm like, wait, isn't this whataboutism? I thought we weren't allowed to do that. Howie, this is a little bit of good news before I leave you here. MSNBC ratings suffer without Trump to vilify. Joy Reid's show has worst weekly viewership ever. By the way, I just want to say, yesterday we started going over Hack Madness, and people really enjoyed that, Howie. I think we have to start incorporating that into The Daily Show. People enjoyed getting your take.
When is the next round?
I don't know, but Rachel Maddow got busted out. She's not in the next round.
Who beat her?
I think she got beat by, I don't know, I got to find the actual thing, but she didn't make it, which is, well, it goes to show you it's tough competition. You know,
I would say anchors have more, they got to be higher ranked going into the tournament than people who just have columns or blogs. And she's one of the highest ranked of the Moonbats, right?
Oh, no, for sure.
After all, she said Russia is controlling our government. That was one of her most famous statements. I mean, just that statement alone, even though it's 4 years old, should be enough to carry her into the Sweet 16.
Remember she got Trump's...
not the Elite Eight.
Remember she got Trump's tax returns and it was like Geraldo? It was like 4 hours of her going, oh, this is a big story. And then it ended up being a nothing burger.
And then she said, he took a $20 million write-off. And then it turned out that he had written that in the intro to a book that he wrote in, I think, 1996.
He also put it in the intro of Apprentice. It was part of the theme song. He's like, I took a $20 million write-off. And Rachel Maddow thought she broke the scoop. So Rachel Maddow lost to Brian Stelter. I don't think they should be putting Rachel Maddow versus Brian Stelter in the beginning rounds, though. You know what I mean? It's putting two really strong opponents up against each other too soon.
Yeah.
By the way, Howie, can I read you one thing? I had Andy Ngo on the show today, and he has a great tweet I think you would like. He has all the photos of all the victims of this shooting, and he says, photographs of the 10 people killed by suspect Ahmad al-Issa in Boulder, Colorado. I was told a few days ago that the race of victims in shootings matters, even if there is no evidence of race playing a role in the attack.
There's so many angles to this story showing leftist hypocrisy.
I know, and they don't even take a minute. You know what I mean? Like, oh, we're supposed to follow their fake news about the white shooter when they don't know if the shooter is white. And then immediately after, without saying any sort of mea culpa or self-reflection, they go right into, oh, now you can trust us about gun control. Get out of here.
Yeah, I know. I wonder how Issa feels about being in the white race 1 minute, and then the next minute he's thrown out of the white race. At least George Zimmerman got to be a white Hispanic. Right, I don't even think they're calling Issa a white Arab or a white Muslim. All right, Grace, thank you.
Thanks Howard.
Thanks. The Biden administration's policies and executive orders are already causing some economic disturbance. Tax laws are going to change. Your tax burden on selling real estate will grow. Don't get caught flat-footed and squander the equity in your real estate built up over years or decades. Sell today with J.J. Manning. For over 40 years, J.J. Manning has been the leading auction house in New England. From high-end homes to estates to commercial properties throughout New England, J.J. Manning can get your property sold fast and contingency-free. There is a big reason why Mass Lawyers Weekly voted J.J. Manning number one for four consecutive years. It's because they have a huge following of bidders who pay cash. When you sell with a broker, you pay the commission, but in an auction, the buyer pays. These are treacherous times in the real estate market. Some sectors are at all-time highs. Think high-end real estate, suburbs. Think the Cape, Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard. Others are losing ground. Think commercial real estate, strip malls, retail. Don't wait until Joe Biden destroys this sector of the economy, too, before you cash out. To learn more on how to get your property sold fast, contact Charlie Gill at jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you could be the next one. Call them today at 1-800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the maestro of microaggression. He's Howie Carr. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
Did you see the story about the 24-year-old girl woman from Pennsylvania went down to Miami Beach? She got picked up by these two guys from Greensboro, North Carolina. They drugged her, raped her, left her to die in a motel room, and stole all of her credit cards and used them. His name is, one of them's named Ivoire, E-V-O-I-R-E, Collier, Ivoire Collier. His mother has issued a statement.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
It's devastating. Tanda Collier, the mother of Ivoire Collier, said, "My thought was praying for her family, but she insisted her son is a good kid. He wouldn't hurt a fly."
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
No, he just drugged her and raped her and then left her in a motel room to die while he went out and used her credit cards. He's a good kid. He's a good kid. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Great show as always. You know,
thanks.
You could spend the next 3 hours doing what these people say before the fact came out. Now, President Harris's niece there said that, you could tell he was white because they shot him in the leg. If he was black, they would have killed him.
Right. Right.
But then it comes out, the next day, the witnesses said, he was screaming, "Hey, I'm naked. I give up. I give up. I give up." But you could do the whole show on what they were doing.
Oh, I know. I know. They it's just and they say, and again, as Grace's guest, Tony No, said in his tweet, he said, last week they were telling us it was all about the race of the victim. So now you have 10 white people are killed by a white guy, but they don't want to say he's a white guy unless he's a Trump supporter. So the fact that he's a Muslim, and it looks like he has terrorist connections, it looks that way. And they don't want to talk about it anymore. They all they want to talk about is gun control, as if gun control had anything to do with this. Colorado has some of the toughest gun laws in the country. Lauren Boebert, the freshman congresswoman, she's one of the stars of this freshman class. She's from Colorado. She pointed this all out in a tweet. All the crazy gun laws they have in Colorado. Nothing stopped him from getting a gun. We'll talk more about this when we come back. This is so tiresome that we have to go through this every time there's a mass shooting. Unless they can blame it on a so-called Trump supporter, which the guy in Atlanta wasn't even a Trump supporter. I'm Howie Carr.